news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The government shutdown officially ended on Friday when Donald Trump finally agreed to a three-week continuing resolution with no funds for a wall. Exactly what he was offered and rejected before the shutdown began. We're now getting a look at the consequences of the shutdown. It cost the economy $11 billion in total, $3 billion of which is permanently gone, this according to the Congressional Budget Office. According to White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, Trump is prepared to shut it down again or declare a national emergency if his wall ransom isn't paid. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing since December 18th on Monday, and reporters opened with questions about the new February 15th deadline. Although these sessions don't happen regularly these days, in keeping with tradition, no real news was broken. Regarding Trump's threat to declare a national emergency if he doesn't get his way come February 15th, NBC's Hallie Jackson asked how a real emergency could wait 3 weeks.
If the president truly believes that what's happening is an emergency, why would he wait 3 weeks to declare it?
Because it's real simple. As the president has said, as most of us in the administration have said on a number of fronts, the best fix is to be able to do it legislatively. But if Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, would rather play political games and actually do their jobs and fix the problem, then the president will be forced to take a different path. Again, ideally that doesn't happen, but we'll see what happens.
Neither CNN nor MSNBC carried the briefing live. Good for them. On Monday, we also heard from Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who said he's been, quote, fully briefed on the Mueller probe and that the investigation is winding down.
You know, I've been fully briefed on the investigation, and, you know, I look forward to Director Mueller delivering the final report, and I really am not going to talk about open and ongoing investigation otherwise, but, you know, sort of the statements that I made were as a private citizen, only with publicly available information, and I am comfortable that the decisions that were made are going to be reviewed, you know, either through the various means we have, but right now, you know, the investigation is, I think, close to being completed, and I hope that we can get the report from Director Mueller as soon as possible.
Some Democrats in Congress aren't so sure. They think Whitaker, who previously had been publicly hostile to the probe he's now in charge of, is just spouting off Trump administration talking points. Whitaker made his comments right after bipartisan legislation was filed that would require Mueller to summarize his findings in a report to Congress and the public.
Baby, it's cold outside.
A deep freeze, which could be the coldest in a generation, is due to hit 55 million Americans over the next few days. The air will be so cold that the National Weather Service in Des Moines, Iowa, has warned that if people go outside, they should, quote, avoid taking deep breaths and minimize talking. Wow. It's predicted that Wednesday could be the coldest day ever recorded in Chicago. Its all-time coldest temperature record currently stands at 27 degrees below zero. Wind chills as low as 55 below are likely in the city, and some areas in the northern plains could see wind chills of 64 degrees below zero. It won't be quite so bad on the East Coast, where lows Wednesday night will reach 6 in New York, 7 in Philadelphia, and 9 in Washington, D.C. And you wonder why I live in Florida. Donald Trump used the freezing weather to once again dismiss climate change as a myth, sending out a tweet calling for, quote, global whamming to come back fast. Alrighty then. It's back on. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has officially invited Donald Trump to give the State of the Union address on February 5th. Candidates are ramping up for the 2020 presidential primaries on 60 Minutes Sunday night. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz said he's considering a run, but the alleged lifelong Democrat said he'd run as a centrist independent. Just a few minutes into his book tour event in New York City Monday night, a heckler stood up and spoke for a lot of us.
I wanted to clarify the word independent, which I view merely as a designation on the ballot.
And don't help elect Trump, you egotistical billionaire.
The guy then shouted, "Go back to getting ratioed on Twitter. Go back to Davos with the other billionaire elite who think they know how to run the world." After her campaign kickoff in Oakland, California over the weekend, Senator Kamala Harris was given the preferred candidate treatment by CNN with a televised town hall Monday night. She defended her prosecutorial background, said she won't vote for a wall under any circumstances, and took a question about the chances of a woman beating Trump in 2020.
Senator, many Democrats that I've spoken with agree that the primary objective for 2020 is to nominate the candidate that has the best shot of defeating Donald Trump. Some have also said that, given what occurred in 2016 and the current political climate, that a male nominee will have a better chance this time around than a female nominee. Would you please respond to this so that this man has a response ready the next time a man tries to mansplain why a man would make a better nominee?
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.